Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters-Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Just the other day, my husband came home from several hours of fishing, and when he came, he brought two companions in for a cold drink. Well, while I was fixing them some punch, I was surprised to see one man standing with his head cocked and his arms akimbo. And then he pronounced, "You know, I really am surprised and disappointed to come here to your kitchen and find that you don't even have a window over your kitchen sink. Now, how can you get sunshine on your soap suds?" Well, all of us laughed amid more comments about sunshine on the soap suds. When that guest mentioned kitchen windows, I immediately confessed to a long love for kitchen windows. All through my childhood, there was a window right over the sink in our kitchens. To me, a kitchen window became virtually synonymous with the kitchen itself, with coziness, and with contentment of a home setting. You see, we've never had a kitchen window as long as we've been married. Well, necessarily, the sinks in our kitchens have been installed on inside walls. Oh, yes, I missed the window over the kitchen sink in a vague way. But actually, it was no big deal. So I had never felt that it was necessary to tell my husband that I wished I could have a kitchen window. Yes, my fondness for kitchen windows remains to this day, though I've never had one. And I suppose it was that fondness that served as the basis for naming this program, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. Because still, that kitchen window means to me coziness, contentment, and yes, the solidity of home. But do you know, sunlight does not have to actually be streaming into your kitchen or into mine to make our homes and our lives bright. Let me ask you, dear lady listener, what's missing in your home? Now, in mine, admittedly, it's that kitchen window. But perhaps in yours it's a certain color scheme that you're particularly fond of, or a physical setting for that home, or a manner of landscaping that you're particularly fond of. Let me ask you another question. Have you fussed inwardly for years, blaming your lack of contentment on that thing's absence? Oh, wait a minute. If our joy is dependent on any thing, that joy is very flimsy, isn't it? You know, our joy as Christian homemakers should never be thing or circumstance-centered. It really doesn't matter about our setting. No, what matters is the sunlight in our soul. Do you remember how Jesus Christ said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full"? If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, then you can have His joy. And it's not just a partial joy or a small joy that is dented and scarred by a lack of things in our lives. No, He said, it's a full joy. Yes, sunlight streams into the lives of every one of us who knows the Son of God through saving faith. How's the sunshine on your soap suds today?
If you would like to share specific domestic or spiritual concerns, Mrs. Jones would be happy to hear from you. Just write, Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.